Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, Elliot Lewis, Leo Cleary, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
Oh, my, I'm so tired today. Last night, I went to my bridge club. That's a wonderful thing, my bridge club, you know. My dentist started it. Everybody, when he puts in a new bridge, automatically becomes a member of the bridge club. We meet every Saturday night, just sit around and smile at each other. Play a game called True or False. You know, I belong to lots of clubs, oh man. Believe me, some of them is don't be so easy for to get into either. I belong to one very exclusive club. It's called the Book of the Month Club. Very particular who they take in. I think they only got about 42 million members. I wonder where they hold their meetings. I never hear... Oh, hello, John.
Hello, Parky.
Hey, what's the matter with you? You look as pale as a goat.
Oh, Parky, I just had the most frightening experience.
You did? What has happened?
Well, coming to work this morning, as always, I took the Wilshire bus, and as soon as I got on, a man got up and gave me a seat.
Oh, my, I bet you had quite a scare. Say, John, those buses should be crowded, don't they? They certainly could use lots of extra buses in this town. But guess what? They're just waiting for delivery. It's pretty slow, you know.
Parky, what's holding up production on everything? You can't get anything today. Automobiles or building materials or food supplies.
Oh, you're right, John. Sure don't be able for to get no food supplies. You know, I heard a good joke about that yesterday. A fella said the food shortage is so bad now, instead of Nelson Eddy singing Shortening Bed, he's singing Cupcake.
Fargy, I suppose that one day things will be back to normal. We'll have plenty of everything.
Oh, sure. And believe me, John, I'll be a good customer for all that stuff, too. Oh, my, I need so many new things. A new typewriter, and I want to get me a big new clock, too.
A clock?
Yes, I'm sick and tired every time, but I want to know what time it is to go outside and look at that sundial, you know? And another thing, John, as soon as I am able, I just must get me a new refrigerator.
You sure do need a new refrigerator, yes. Parky. This one's so old, it doesn't work at all. Well, I'll bet it's 20 degrees hotter inside that refrigerator.
I know it. I only put things in there when I want to keep warm, you know. Oh, my, I sure do need a new refrigerator.
Hello, Parky. Hi, John.
Hello, Opie.
Oh, hello, Opie. Me and John were just talking here about how hard it is for to be able to get anything today.
Well, you're right. You can't buy nothing. Yes. If you can't find anything you want, the prices are crazy. They don't care what they ask you for things nowadays.
You're sure right, Opie.
Oh, John, are you with me? See what that man wants when he just came in?
Okay, Parky.
Yeah, Opie, prices sure be high today. I wonder what this makes everything for to be so high.
It's the taxes.
Now, look, just 1 minute, Opie. Now, look, I never like for to hear people complain about the paying taxes. Don't forget, this is our country, and we got to support it, too. I was reading in the papers what 60 cents out of every dollar what you make is goes for taxes for the government. And that's a good thing, too, because what do they do with that 60 cents? They support the Army, the Navy, the Marines. They build roads and bridges and schools. That's what they do with your 60 cents.
Do they do all that with my 60 cents?
Yes.
Well, I wish they'd find somebody else. I'm getting awful tired of supporting this whole country.
Pardon me, Parky. That man wants to see you. He sells carbon paper, and we sure need some. I haven't been able to buy any. You know, we use so much of it in typing up the menus.
Oh, carbon paper. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, I'll go over for to see him. How you do, sir? You be the carbon paper salesman?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'd sell you some. I'd like to sell you some.
Yeah, does it be good carbon paper?
It's the very best, very best.
Well, is that carbon paper imported?
No, it's made in Walla Walla. Made in Walla Walla.
Walla Walla?
Yes, what made you think it was imported? What made you think it was imported?
I don't know, the way you said everything twice, I thought it was made in Dublin. You know something? I'm very happy for people for to get that carbon paper. It's big shortage on that, you know. How you happen for to have it for sale?
Oh, this is government surplus. Government surplus.
Government surplus?
That's right. That's right. And I can sell you this whole bundle for $2. Sell the whole bundle for $2.
Only $2 for all that carbon paper? Rocky, I'll take it. Here's your money.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Well, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Wait a minute. Why did you say goodbye three times instead of twice?
I'm making an extra copy for the office. Well, see you later. See you later. Yeah. See you later.
Did you buy any carbon paper, Parky?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. What do you got? Look, Johnny, sold me that whole package for only $2. Oh, my, what a big bargain that was. Says it was government surplus.
Government surplus?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Johnny just got a terrific idea. Why don't I go over for to see what I could buy from the government surplus? They must got dozens of things over there what I could use, like dishes, silverware, pots, pans. Maybe I could even get a refrigerator.
Well, gee, that's all if you buy it out of government surplus. Not only will you get it cheaper, but you know it will be of the highest quality.
Yeah, John, that is one of the smartest ideas what nobody ever had. And who do you think thought it up? Me. Yes, sir, that's what I'm going to do. I'll go on over to the government surplus to get it. Take care of everything, John. I'll see you later.
Blue sky smiling at me. Nothing but blue sky do I see. Song, nothing but bluebirds from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright, and I never saw things that were going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Days, all of them gone, nothing but blue sky from now on. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Nothing but bluebirds from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies. I'll only have new.
Try to smoke a thermometer? No, I'm not trying to be funny, but it seems to me that from all you hear about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking and throat irritation, why, smoking a thermometer is a very natural thing. But listen, folks, I hope you won't be put out when I tell you there's not a single little thermometer in a pack of Old Golds. Frankly, all you'll find in each and every pack of Old Golds are 20 smooth, fragrant, and remarkably mellow cigarettes. Take our word for it. We don't want you to keep a fever chart every time you light an Old Gold. All we ask is that you enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Look, Old Golds are made by folks who've been associated with the best in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. By golly, we're not throwing that grand tradition overboard to go into the throat care business. We're in business to give you a wonderful smoke. And every ounce of our tobacco knowledge is concentrated on that goal. Yes, to give you a cigarette that's absolutely tops in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. By all means, take care of yourself and your throat and everything else. But listen, anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold.
I hope I get to that government surplus place before they are closed. Uh-oh, look who's walking down the street. Is that faker, Orville Sharp. I'm going to get rid of him quick.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pontiacarcus. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct. Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't like for to be rushing you. I'm in a big hurry, you see.
Yeah?
I got to go on over for to buy some of that government surplus.
Oh, you're going to go get some of that government sourpuss, eh?
No, not sourpuss, surplus.
Oh.
See, I like for to buy a refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
You know, I need that for my business, and I couldn't buy one now yesterday because it's a big shortage of refrigerators now.
So what? Suppose there is a shortage of refrigerators. Look, trouble with you, brother, is that you're in the wrong business. You realize that, don't you?
No, I don't realize that.
No?
How you mean what I'm in the wrong business?
Well, why do you want to be in a business where there's shortages?
Yes.
Huh? What you want to do is get into a business where there's longages.
Longages? Mm-hmm. What is longages?
Longages is the opposite of shortages.
See, but Mr. Sharp, today every business has got shortages.
Oh, no. I'd like to correct you. Everybody thinks that all the businesses have got shortages today, but they are wrong.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's why I started this new business that I'm in.
Now, what business are you in now?
I find businesses for people where there ain't no shortages. I represent a company called
yes.
Leave It to Us and We'll Give It a Business Incorporated.
Give me the business, huh?
Why, absolutely.
Yes.
For instance, let me give you an example of a business where there ain't no shortages.
All right, go ahead. Give me an example.
Okay.
Yes.
The sand business.
The sand business?
Uh-huh. Bert, I'll guarantee you'll never have no shortage of merchandise in that business because I got a perfect location for you. It's right in the middle of the desert.
Middle of the desert, you say?
Uh-huh. Spoke to Mo and it's okay.
Yes.
Mo's the fellow that owns the desert.
Mo who?
Mojave. Ever hear of Mojave's Desert?
Yes, I heard about him. I also heard about that moving picture, what they made about these girls, the Mojave girls.
Yes. That's the guy.
Yes.
Now, Brunner, there's over 700 million acres of sand in that desert. Oh, boy, you'll have some business.
Yeah, what kind of a business is that? What am I going to do with all that sand?
You sell it to farmers. They use it to sprinkle all over the spinach.
No, Mr. Sharp, I don't think that is a good business.
Huh?
Selling sand to farmers for to sprinkle all over spinach.
Okay. Hey, look, I got another business for you where you won't be bothered by no shortages.
Yeah, what business is that?
Donut making business.
Well, you know, the shortages in that business. How about flour and butter and eggs?
Oh, no. I'm talking about a different branch of the donut making business. You only make the holes.
I'll make the hole.
Uh-huh. I can get you started in that business for only $300. And just because I like you, I'll throw in free of charge a whole bunch of assorted holes in different sizes.
Yeah. Well, look, Mr. Sharp, I'm not going for to spend no $300 for a business making holes for donuts.
Okay. Tell me, what's it worth for you for me to put you in a new business?
I don't want to go in on no business at all, but if he's going for to help you out, maybe I could spend $1.40, $1.45, something like that.
What? For $1.45, you expect me to beat my brains out to find you an unusual occupation?
Yes.
For $1.45, you expect me to think up a business for you where there ain't no shortages?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your $1.45. I'll give you a new business. You know what you can do?
What?
You can become a fountain pen tester and work underwater.
Fountain pen tester underwater?
Yeah, yeah. We lower you down in 60 feet of water.
Yes.
With 100,000 fountain pens, and you test every one of them pens to see that they write underwater okay.
Ah, but wait a minute. If I'm got for to test out 100,000 fountain pens down in 60 feet of water, I'll have to stay under that water not for years, not for life, but forever.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, playing Doing What Comes Naturally. Cigarette has not yet been made that can give you a throat treatment. But the cigarette that can give you just about the tops in smoking pleasure has been made, and its name is Old Gold. And friends, isn't that what you want in a cigarette? Pleasure, the friendly pleasure of good, fine, quality tobaccos. Of course you want pleasure. And so when we ask you to try an Old Gold, we don't talk to you about throat care or cigarette laboratory tests, nor do we come to you with some hocus-pocus medical claims about smoking. We say to you, and we say it with tremendous pride, folks, in an Old Gold, you enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. You enjoy the priceless pleasure of delicious tobaccos and tasty smoke rolling smooth and luxuriously on your tongue. Ah, yes, folks, it's like we've been saying all along. If you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine. But remember, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Gold.
Old Gold.
surplus merchandise sold here. I guess this must be where I go in.
Yes, sir. Come right in. Can I help you?
Yes, you could. My name is Barkikakis. I own a restaurant here. And I heard about how the government has got lots of surplus property for sale. I thought I might be able to buy a couple, two, three things that I could use.
Oh, of course. Yes. And you're just in time. Yes. Only this afternoon, the government has released a wonderful item for sale.
Yeah, what's the item?
207,000 floating mines.
Yes. $207,000 floating mines?
Yes. And what a bargain. You know, these floating mines cost the government over $30,000 apiece, and we're selling for only $2.19.
Well, that's sure cheap enough, but tell you the truth, I wouldn't know what I could do with all those floating mines, you see.
Uh-huh.
Don't know where I could float them. I only got a very small bathtub, you see.
Oh. Well, let's see what else we have on our list here. Oh, could you use 700 miles of barbed wire?
No, I don't think what I could use that. I did need a piece of barbed wire last summer, but it was only 2 feet long, you see.
Oh, that's too bad. Yes. Well, let's see now. Oh, how about these?
What's that?
550,000 pup tents. Could you use those?
550,000 pup tents?
Yeah.
See, that sure would take care of lots of puppies, wouldn't it? No, mister, you see, I'm being the restaurant business, and what I would like for to get is some things like pots and pans, maybe a new stove, but what I need the most is a refrigerator, you see.
A refrigerator?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say so? We have some wonderful refrigerators.
Yeah, well, that's just what I want.
Fine. Here you are. Just go over and fill out this application, and I'll give you one.
Well, that's all there is to it. Just fill out the application, and you give me the refrigerator.
Oh, well, no, it doesn't work quite that way. You see, this is an application to get an application. Then, after you fill out that application, we can issue you the application to make application to buy a refrigerator.
Oh, you mean I got to fill out this application so I could get an application for to make out another application? Did you ever sell carbon paper?
Why, yes. Would you like some? Would you like some?
Oh, no. I just went through that, you know. Thank you very much. I'll go on over for to fill out this application so I could get an application for to make an application.
That's fine.
Oh, my. I never seen so many questions in my whole life what they got on this application. Took me over 3 hours for to fill it out. I wonder why. Just because what I want for to buy a refrigerator, they are got for to know the maiden name of my brother-in-law's wife. Well, so long what I'm able for to get a refrigerator is worth all this trouble. Yeah, sir, here's my application. I'll fill that out.
Oh, good. May I see it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Now that you fill out this application for an application, I can issue you this application to make application to buy a refrigerator.
Another application. Okay, let me put the habit. This application has been worse than the other one. I couldn't understand why I have to answer if I know Kilroy. But I filled it out correctly. Well, here you are, sir. Here's the application to make application to buy the refrigerator.
Oh, may I see it?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, this is fine.
See, I like that song. That's very catchy.
Thank you. Now, I think we can fix you up okay if you'll just fill out this refrigerator application.
Look, mister, I already filled out two applications. How many more applications do I got for to fill out?
Oh, this is the last application.
Well, thank heaven. Okay, here you are, mister. And boy, do I be glad what this has been the last application.
Oh, may I see it, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Forgot to sign your name.
I know. My hand is so sore from writing, I couldn't hold the pen no longer. Would you hold my fingers while I sign it?
Oh, I'd be glad to. There you are.
Yes.
Well, now I think we can get you your refrigerator.
Oh, at last. Tell me, mister, how much is the refrigerator cost?
Well, let's look it up in the bulletin here.
Yes.
Refrigerator, that's under R, isn't it? T-U-R. Here we are. Refrigerator.
Yes.
That'll be $371,968.17 plus sales tax.
$371,968.17 for a refrigerator? Don't that be a little high?
High?
Yes.
For a built-in refrigerator?
Built-in. Built-in where?
In the battleship.
The battleship?
Yes. We can't sell the refrigerator unless you take the battleship. They go together.
But what do I want a battleship for? I'm not mad at nobody. All I want is a small refrigerator all by itself.
Well, wish you'd told me that in the first place, wasting my time like this.
Wasting your time?
Yes. Now, you say all you want is a small refrigerator?
That's all what I want, a small refrigerator. I don't want it built into nothing, and I don't want it attached to nothing. Could I get that?
Well, of course you can. All you have to do is fill out this application.
Oh, for heaven's...
You mean they kept you over at that surplus place all day long?
Yes, and all I did was to fill out one application after another.
Well, did you finally get your refrigerator?
No, while I was busy filling out my final application, they sold the last refrigerator to somebody else.
Oh, Parky!
Yes. Oh, pardon you, John. I'll go over for the waiting that customer. They just came in. Yes, sir? Sit right down. What are you going for to eat?
All I want... Oh, hello. Aren't you the chap I just waited on over at the government surplus depot?
Yes, you're the man that I just spent such a lovely day with.
Hello.
What'd you say, what you're going for to eat?
Well, I'll just have a couple of donuts and a cup of coffee. A
couple of donuts and a cup of coffee, yes, sir.
Oh, will that take very long?
No, it don't take long to get donuts and coffee. All you got to do is fill out an application. Ladies and gentlemen, no barriers of race, color, or creed ever stopped the helping hands of the Salvation Army in its work throughout the nation and the world. Today, this great army that has no weapons is starting on an extended program of aid to all mankind, marching forward to a better world. Please support this work in your local community and help thousands of men, women, and children to help themselves. Good night, everybody.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station. Be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Caucus, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Parton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. And makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Parky Caucus. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.